From Malvern Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the international radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This edition of the program comes to you from the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. During the next several programs, Dr. Mark Allison, minister of the Malvern Church, will be bringing a special series of messages. Here to introduce the series is Dr. Allison.
This is Mark Allison. I'd like to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This will be a special edition of Let the Bible Speak, and we're going to begin today by reading from Paul's epistle to Titus, and we'll be in chapter 2, reading verse 13. Paul is speaking of the Lord's return, and he says that we are looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The coming of Christ is a blessed hope for the church. It's something that ought to excite the heart of every believer and encourage him as he battles here, awaiting his Lord's return. But there are those who turn the blessed hope into a state of confusion. They do so by saying things about that blessed hope that are not true and make the blessed hope and the truth of the blessed hope a battleground. Harold Camping has done that. And in our broadcast over these past months, we have tried to show people that his date setting is wrong. Today, we're going to have a little different broadcast in that we're going to hear from men who at one point were blessed and followers of Harold Camping and have since then turned away from his teaching, especially his teaching as regards the coming of the Lord and the day of the Lord. We're going to hear from Wayne Cairns today, Kevin Sargent, Greg Cooper, Ron Barnes, and Paul C. Conjay. These men are all office bearers in our church. Kevin Sargent and Paul C. are elders, and the other men are deacons. I trust that as you listen today, your heart will be blessed by the testimony of these men, and that you'll pray for those who are ensnared by the teaching of Mr. Camping.
Hello, my name is Wayne Cairns. I'm a deacon at the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern. I would just like to speak a few minutes about my history with Family Radio and the teachings of Harold Camping. Family Radio was a big part of my life, and the Lord used Mr. Camping to help me in the early years of my Christian walk. I was blessed to be used of the Lord to go on many Family Radio mission trips back in the early 90s, one of which I met my wife now of 17 years. I was a personal friend of Mr. Camping and spent much time with him on these trips. I was foolishly supporting the end of the world date in 1994, but became very skeptical after this did not come to pass, along with the few dates that were put forth after the September 6, 94 date that were wrong. The question is Mr. Camping being led of the Lord in his teachings? Is he rightly dividing the word of truth? Obviously, he was not led of the Lord, as these dates did not come to pass. It's not a fact of just needing more information. That's an excuse for being wrong. Now it grieves my heart again over the many doctrines he is setting forth as truth, and now another date, May 21st, and finally the end, October 21st, 2011. Mr. Camping talks about how the Puritans, Reformers, and the theologians of our day have all missed the mark, that the Lord's church is under the power of Satan and that we are all blind. Well, Mr. Camping, you are the one who is missing the mark by teaching your heretical doctrines that are then picked up by your followers as they fall in line with you. As a believer in the Lord Jesus, we do look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. But your doctrines and date settings are an embarrassment and mockery to the Christian cause and the spreading forth the truth of Jesus Christ. Our prayer is for you and your followers to repent and to turn from your wicked ways and return to things which we know and have been assured of by the Lord. It seems like there is no getting through to you and your followers. So Lord willing, we will have to wait till May 22nd to hear more of your excuses or your lack of information. When will your misguided obsession stop? Maybe only then the Lord will open your eyes and you will reconsider the things you're teaching and the harm you are doing as ambassadors of Christ who are to speak the truth. Remember, I can empathize with you. I supported 1994. There seemed like there was an abundance of information, and that was going to happen, but it didn't. I repented of this error and prayed the Lord would help me to occupy till He come. Our church will welcome with open arms any of you who would like to return and renew fellowship and worship Jesus Christ with us together. Thank you for your time.
Hello, my name is Kevin Sargent. I'm one of the elders here at the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. I wanted to tell very briefly how that I believe the Lord used the ministry of Harold Camping and Family Radio in my salvation back around 1993 while I listened to Reformed teaching and preaching on my radio while at work. I met Dave Morrell at an end time study, and he invited me to the church where he was attending at the time, which was here in Malvern. As a relatively new believer, it was very exciting spiritually to think of our Savior coming again very soon for us in September of 1994. I think that my experience may be very similar to the experience of many of you, Mr. Camping's present-day listeners, being caught up in the thought and belief of the soon appearing of our Lord. Paul tells us of his own desire in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And in Philippians 1:23, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. But I am grieved at Mr. Camping's current teachings in light of what he has taught regarding his knowing the date of the return of Christ in 1994. I thank the Lord that he brought me to a church where his word was, and still is by God's mercy, preached in faithfulness to his truth. As I sat under faithful ministers, the Lord showed that what Mr. Camping was teaching was something other than what God's word says. The Lord separated me more and more from the teaching and influence of Mr. Camping and Family Radio. I can't deny that the Lord used Mr. Camping and Family Radio in my salvation, but I do know that the Lord can use any means to bring a sinner under conviction for sin and a seeking of the Savior for forgiveness. I liken it to this example. The Lord may use the terrible destruction and loss of life of another in a horrible car crash to awaken a sinner to his need for Christ. The new believer's finding Christ and growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord is not in going back over and over again to the car crash, but going to where he can be taught by a faithful servant of the Lord. I'm grieved at Mr. Camping's current teachings in light of what he has taught regarding his knowing the date of the return of Christ in 1994. This is a date setting that he has not repented of and has actually been teaching again. This man who is prophesying of a new date has been proven by God to be no teacher of truth, but a false prophet indeed. In his date setting and his other heretical teachings of the church being given over to Satan and such like, one should be able to see that Mr. Camping is waxing worse and worse in his heresies. Paul warns Timothy of such men in 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Peter warns the believers in 2 Peter 3:3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. Mr. Camping, in his date setting, is very clearly scoffing at the clear, plain teaching of our Lord in Matthew 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. If you are a follower of Mr. Camping's teachings, let me encourage you today to flee away from him unto Christ in repentance. I have personally known some who sold all that they owned before 1994 and were greatly disappointed when Christ did not return at that time. I have also personally known those who walked with us who, because of this teaching, were left feeling betrayed and fooled and want nothing any longer to do with Christ. Some who followed these teachings of Mr. Camping in 1994 were those that the Lord brought out of the darkness of Romanism. How surprising it is to see that so many have exchanged the Pope of Rome for the Protestant Pope, Mr. Camping. Remember Paul's words of warning to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:16 to 18, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. These men not only erred concerning the resurrection, but purposely taught this error with a devastating result to the faith of others. Mr. Camping has erred concerning the truth of the day of the Lord's coming, and has overthrown the faith of some already. Don't allow your faith to be overthrown by Mr. Camping. Mr. Camping is behaving just the opposite of the Apostle Paul, who first destroyed the church, but after his conversion, built up that which he once destroyed. Mr. Camping, who once built up the church, is now destroying that which he once built up. Having now heard this series of messages on Mr. Camping's heresies and these testimonies of other faithful men, I urge you to flee away from Mr. Camping. I not only encourage you to flee from him, but I personally invite you to worship Christ with us here at Malvern. If you won't come now, please remember this invitation the day after this date Mr. Camping has set, when Mr. Camping is proved by God wrong again. Remember that there are many brothers and sisters here in Malvern already that can testify of how wrong they were in following Mr. Camping in 1994, and how gracious God and his true people are.
My name is Greg Cooper, and I am a deacon at the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. In 1991, I began listening to Harold Camping's Open Forum program, and it was a verse that was often quoted on his program that the Lord used to bring me to Christ. That verse was Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this to judgment. That portion of that verse in particular was one of a number of things that the Lord used in my life to bring me to salvation in Jesus Christ. I was grateful for that, and as a new believer, I continued to listen to the Open Forum. In 1992, Mr. Camping came out with a date for the Lord's return of September of 1994. With me not being well versed in the scripture at that time, I was misled and deceived into thinking that we could really know the day and hour of our Lord's return. I learned after September of 1994 came and went that that would not be the case. I got involved with a Bible-believing, Christ-centered church and began growing under the teaching there at the church, and began being more acquainted with the Bible. I then realized that the Bible is very clear that of that day and hour of our Lord's return knoweth no man. I've come to realize over the years that many of Harold Camping's doctrines are not in agreement with Scripture. As a matter of fact, many of those doctrines that are not in agreement with Scripture are damnable heresies. You have heard some of the major doctrines being dealt with by Pastor Allison over the last few weeks. One example would be Mr. Camping's assertion of the whole church everywhere across the world now being given over to Satan. He says that that occurred officially in the year 1988. In 1988, Mr. Camping himself was an elder in a church. Should we conclude by his own logic that in 1988 that Mr. Camping and his church were also given over to Satan? If we were to actually believe what he's teaching concerning that, there could be no other conclusion that could be drawn. I want to warn those who may be new believers, new converts today, and perhaps you weren't familiar with Mr. Camping's teaching back in the 90s concerning Christ's return in September of 1994. I want to warn you that the Bible is very clear, as I've come to know, that no man knows the day and the hour of our Lord's return. Make no mistake, the Lord is coming back, and I believe that wholeheartedly, and so does the church that I attend. But we do not attach a date to that, for our Lord has not given us a date to attach to it. He has made it clear that no man knows the day and the hour, but that we are to be ready always. I trust that for those of you who are now following Mr. Camping and following his date, on May 22nd, that you won't be discouraged and that you won't begin to doubt the Bible. For it is not the Bible that has misled you, but it is Mr. Camping. We invite you to join us at the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, that you would come and that you would sit under some good, sound, biblical, Christ-centered teaching. What Mr. Camping is doing is a perversion of the Word of God. What Mr. Camping is doing is teaching false doctrine. He is a false teacher, and he is to be avoided by the Lord's people. I hope that the messages that you've heard on Let the Bible Speak over the past few weeks will help you to better understand the Scriptures, to better know Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that it will keep you out of harm's way and away from false teachers, those who do not teach the Scripture, but rather teach ideas out of their own head. May the Lord richly bless you.
My name is Ron Barnes. I am a deacon and treasurer of the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern. The Lord gloriously saved me in 1983 through the witness of a fellow worker reading and studying the Bible and listening to Family Radio and Mr. Camping on the Open Forum program. The radio station became my constant companion. I loved the music, Bible reading, preaching, and other programs. But I was really taken by the teachings of Mr. Harold Camping. He hosted a call-in program called the Open Forum, where he answered many of the same questions I had. I was a new Christian, and he was my Bible teacher, because as he claimed, and I thought, that he was interpreting Scripture with Scripture. My impression of Mr. Camping was that he was an extremely knowledgeable and very humble man, as he would answer question after question. There was one thing that bothered me from the beginning. That was when a caller would ask, "How must I be saved?" his answer would always be a cry out for mercy, instead of pointing a sinner to Jesus Christ. But Mr. Camping remained my Bible teacher for years, even though I became a member of a good church. My family and myself would attend local meetings where Mr. Camping was speaking. We went to Lake Yale, Florida, a week-long Bible conference with Mr. Camping, Sandy Cove, Maryland, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, numerous times. In October of 1992, I went with Mr. Camping and others to St. Petersburg, Russia, to hand out the Does God Love You tract. There were 700,000 total that we handed out. That was a true blessing to my soul and the high point of my association with Mr. Camping and Family Radio. It was right around at that time when Mr. Camping came out with his first prediction of the Lord's return, September 6, 1994. He proved himself to be a false prophet and a very prideful man who never repented but went right on with his date picking. He began teaching the end of the church age, first that the church would come under judgment, then that the church was under the power and control of Satan. That is every church, and the only way to be saved is to believe that the Lord's return is now, May 21st, 2011. The remainder of the people, including what he calls so-called Christians, will be annihilated. That means there's no hell. To those who are following Mr. Camping, when his latest date of May 21st comes and goes, do not despair. Jesus Christ is head of his church. We are his body. His word is ever settled in heaven. Return to a faithful church where Christ is preached for the forgiveness of sin. Leave Mr. Camping and his false teachings and return to the body of Christ. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes.
My name is Paul Sikange. I first came across Family Radio in 1988 after moving into this country. I had lived in Europe for almost 20 years, and although I attended church there, I did not know the Lord. I came to live with my sister and her family, and fortunately for me, which I thought was quite unfortunate at the time, she always listened to family radio. It was for me hate at first sight, for I had no desire for the things of God. But little by little, I started to listen, and the Lord started to soften my heart. I began to listen to the wonderful music, to the Bible studies and preaching, but most of all, to the open forum every night. I learned there are more gospel truth than anywhere else. The Lord had to take me away from so many things I was holding on in my unsafe state, but when He did, and the light of the gospel of Christ shone through, I began to hold on to family radio as a shipwrecked onto a lifeboat. My wife and I would reserve our vacation time so we can spend it at the family radio's annual retreat in Tuscarora. The last of such time was on September 1994. On September 1994, I, along with the brethren gathered there, were persuaded that the Lord was going to return that month, as predicted by Mr. Camping. I did not quit my job, but I spent a lot of time pleading with believers that those things were so. I gave the book 1994 to friends to read for themselves. I pleaded with sinners to come to Christ, for the time is short. I traveled back to Europe to plead with loved ones and to give out tracts to warn the people. Of course, I was met with scorn and skepticism, but it was okay, because I believed Mr. Camping was right. And then September 1994 came and went. Of course, I was embarrassed that I had made a fool of myself, with my family, with my friends, with my church. But that was not such a big deal after all, because they soon forgave and forgot. What hurt me the most was that I realized that despite of all that scriptures say about us not being able to know the day nor the hour, despite all the gentle teaching and warning of my pastor, I had decided to follow Mr. Camping. It was a painful lesson, but thank God, it was a lesson well learned. I have since decided to keep my eyes on the Lord, and that scripture alone will be my sole and final authority. 17 years later, Mr. Camping is back in the news with a new date. But having a new date for the Lord's return is not what provoked my righteous ire. If Mr. Camping wants to make a fool of himself again, fine. What angers me are the many heresies that he is teaching along with the new date. For example, that the visible true Christian church is dead and given over to Satan. Yet Christ said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." That we must do away with the Lord's Supper. Yet the Lord says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." That we must do away with baptism. Yet Christ says in Matthew 28, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." That we must do away with pastors and teachers and elders and deacons. Yet Peter, addressing the elders, said in 1 Peter 5:2, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly," etc., etc. And in verse 4 he said, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away," which teaches that the ministry of the church of God is to continue until Christ, the chief shepherd, shall appear to take up his bride. Now perhaps the worst and biggest heresy of all, the one that blew my mind, is Mr. Camping's theory of annihilation, that there is no hell, that the sinner is only shamefully cast away into oblivion. How can a so-called believer come to such conclusion in the light of so plain and clear and abundant biblical teachings defy the imagination, unless the Lord has clearly blinded his eyes? But the Lord will deal with Mr. Camping in due time. Our concern is this church is for the many good people. Some of them have left this church, that are being misled and are going to experience the great deception again coming May 22nd. We want you to know that that great deception should not lead to a great depression. The Lord is still on the throne. We want you to know that there is a place for you to come and be welcome. We have not changed, and we will not change. We still preach Christ and Him crucified, the only hope of sinners and the glory of the saints. I will close with the words of Sabin Berengold. The third stanza of Onward Christian Soldiers read, "Crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the Church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against a church prevail. We have Christ on promise, and that cannot fail." Amen.
We hope that you have been edified by the testimonies of these leaders in our church. These men have been giving to you the sincere burden of their own hearts. These men do not have any animosity toward Mr. Camping or toward his followers. They do love the people of God, but they also love the Lord Jesus Christ, and they love the truth of God's Word. It is their desire and the desire of our church that those who have been ensnared by Mr. Camping, that they would come to re-examine what they have been taught, and that they would put aside that teaching and ground themselves solely in the Word of God. Mr. Camping has told his followers that the Church of Christ has been given over to Satan. The Church of Jesus Christ has not been given over to Satan. And if you have been ensnared by that false teaching, come and re-examine in the light of Scripture what you have been told. Come back to the people of God and love the people of God and associate with the people of God. Come back to the communion table. Come back to the preaching of the Word and putting yourself under the oversight of elders who are walking with the Lord and seeking to honor and glorify His great name. Jesus Christ is coming again. The day and the hour we do not know, but it has been and continues to be the blessed hope of all of God's people. Today, are you prepared for that coming? We would trust that you would prepare yourself for that coming by putting away all known sin and laying hold of Christ for a fresh cleansing through His blood, and then serving Him with all of your heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern, Pennsylvania. We invite you to visit our church for services on the Lord's Day. Service times are 10 a.m. for Sunday school, morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening gospel service at 6 p.m. Our midweek prayer service is on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. The Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern is located on Route 401 between Routes 30 and 202. The church phone number is area 610-993-3170. If you would like some further information about the Free Presbyterian Church, or if you desire some free gospel literature, please write the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern, 80 Malin Road, Malvern, Pennsylvania, 19355. That's the Free Presbyterian Church of Malvern, 80 Malin Road, M-A-L-I-N, Malvern, Pennsylvania, 19355. We invite you to join us at this same time next week as, once again, we let the Bible speak.